WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies, 18 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny here today with a high of 49. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Well, March 2013 did a big turnaround for March of last year. State climatologist Terry Hilliker says March of 2012 was much warmer than normal, but that wasn't the case this year.
Preliminarily, temperatures averaging about 7 degrees colder than usual. And we'd probably have to go back, a long ways to find a colder March than this one, at least back to 1984, and possibly even further back than that once all the data comes in.
In Atlantic, the high temperature for the month averaged 42 degrees, which was about 3 degrees cooler than normal. Hilliker says we have to go back all the way to 1984 to find a colder March and possibly further back once all the data comes in. The cold in March brought along a bunch of snow, too.
Actually, snowiest March since 1998, and state average about 9.8 inches, which is a little more than double what's usual for the month. And so cold in snow, and as far as precipitation in general, just for a state average, just barely above normal for the month, a little over, roughly about 2.2 inches of precipitation this month.
The precipitation for the month kept a positive wet trend going.
It'll be the fourth consecutive month that our state average precipitation has actually been above normal, and we hadn't put a streak together like that for quite some time. None of those months really exceptionally wet, but at least it's kind of the direction we want to be going with the ongoing long-term drought conditions that we're still trying to overcome.
In Atlantic, we received a total of 6.3 inches of snow, which melted down into slightly less than an inch of liquid precipitation at 85 one-hundredths, which was well below the normal amount we should have received for the month at 2.29 inches. Hilliker said the weather for Iowa in April could be warm and wet, according to early predictions. News time is 8:02.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
In a follow-up to a story we first told you about Saturday morning here on KJAN, officials in Shelby County say a Harlan man was charged with OWI following an accident in which a car struck a house in Harlan on Saturday. The Harlan Police Department says 18-year-old Christopher J. Hopkins, Jr. of Harlan was traveling in a Ford Taurus on 19th Street at around 4 a.m. Saturday when the vehicle went out of control, through a yard, and struck a tree and hit the north side of the residence at 1104 19th Street. Authorities say Hopkins told officers the brakes went out on his vehicle, causing him to lose control. But an investigation showed he had a blood alcohol level of 0.16 and was taken to the Shelby County Jail. Upon further investigation, Hopkins was also cited for possession of drug paraphernalia and failure to maintain control. 22-year-old Dane Dodge of Harlan was charged in the accident with providing alcohol to a minor. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports that three people were arrested Sunday for disorderly conduct. 36-year-old Gerardo Espinosa of Columbus, Nebraska, 37-year-old Roberts Posadas Mondragon, and 29-year-old Isaac Posadas Mondragon were list taken into custody at a location along Bungie Road a little after 5 a.m. Sunday. Espinosa and Isaac Mondragon were being held in the Mills County Jail on $300 bond each. Authorities in Page County have cited a Clarinda man following an investigation into a single vehicle accident. Officials say 30-year-old Stephen Randall Stockton was cited for failure to maintain control, failure to have a valid license or permit, and failure to show proof of insurance after he lost control of the 1999 Oldsmobile he was driving Sunday morning in Clarinda. Officials said Stockton was traveling south on 18th Street at around 1:20 a.m. when his car went off the road and landed in a ditch. The vehicle sustained $3,000 damage. Property owned by Jerry Edwards of Clarinda sustained $200 damage as a result of that accident as well. The Harlan Police Department said that one person was injured in a two-vehicle accident in Harlan last Thursday. Officials say a 2005 Ford driven by Cassie Vogue of Portsmouth was traveling westbound on Highway 44 and stopped at the intersection with Highway 59 in Harlan. A 2004 Chevy driven by Shane Vandervoort of Council Bluffs was traveling northbound on the Highway 59 and also came to the same intersection. Vogue continued westbound into the intersection at the same time Vandervoort proceeded to travel north. Officials say the front end of Vandervoort's vehicle hit the rear driver's side door of Vogue's vehicle in the middle of the intersection. Vogue was transported by medevac ambulance to Murtu Medical Center. Vandervoort was cited for failure to yield the right-of-way and driving under suspension. The accident caused $6,500 in damage. And the Harlan Police Department said yesterday an investigation into an accident that occurred back on March 22nd resulted in a citation. 29-year-old Gabriel Brown of Harlan was arrested on charges of striking fixtures on a highway and having no insurance after officers were called to a residence in the 800 block of Market Street where a mailbox had been hit and destroyed. Brown was cited for the offenses and then released. The following day, March 23rd, 26-year-old Kevin Gaudette of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. Gaudette was charged with OWI first offense and cited for having an insufficient number of headlamps. The man was brought to the Shelby County Jail and later released on $1,000 bond. His preliminary hearing was set for April 11th. In other news, a public hearing will be held Thursday evening in Walnut over a proposed loan agreement in a principal amount not to exceed $1.06 million for the purpose of paying the cost of refunding the outstanding balance of the city's general obligation, Water Improvement Bond Series 2007 and Water Revenue Bond Series 2007. The hearing takes place as part of the Walnut City Council meeting, which begins at 5 p.m. and will be followed by the possible adoption of the loan agreement. The Walnut City Council will also discuss Thursday the possible landscape enhancement or other streetscape enhancement project and a request for Christmas walk funds and tourism funds. The council will also act on a recommendation for Justin Tooley to serve as a two-year term as fire chief in Walnut and discuss a possible budget amendment for the fiscal year 2012-2013 budget. In state news, two children have died in a collision at a train crossing in southeast Iowa. Authorities say the accident occurred at the tracks in Batavia a little after 4 p.m. Monday. An Iowa State Patrol report says a minivan driven by 25-year-old Tara Lumen of Batavia had stopped at the crossing. The report says that after some time, Lumen drove around the crossing arms. The train then struck the passenger side of her minivan. Patrol Sergeant Ross Morey said another train stopped near the crossing that may have kept Lumen from seeing the oncoming train. Patrol says 4-year-old Erica Clark and 5-year-old Callie Clark were killed, and that Lumen and 1-year-old Jordan Clark were flown to the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics in Iowa City. The Iowa Senate has easily voted to confirm Governor Terry Branstad's pick for Public Safety Commissioner. Lawmakers voted 42-8 Monday to approve K. Brian London to the post. Branstad appointed London in September. London has more than 30 years of experience in law enforcement, and that includes time with the California Highway Patrol, the CIA, the Secret Service, the International Criminal Police Organization in France, and Florida's Department of Financial Services. He was most recently an independent security consultant in Florida. London will replace Larry Noble, who retired in July. And an Iowa Senate committee has approved tax breaks that reward green energy, charitable food donations, and preserving historical sites. The Senate Ways and Means Committee passed multiple tax bills last Wednesday, and these now move on before the full Senate. One bill would provide $5 million in state dollars to fund income tax breaks for individuals, farmers, and businesses who want to install a fueling station for electric or natural gas-powered vehicles. The Senate approved a similar bill with bipartisan support 2 years ago, but it failed in the House. The panel approved a proposed income tax breaks for farmers who donate excess produce to local food banks. Another bill would raise historic preservation credits for Iowa communities to $60 million. Credits cover 25% of rehabilitation costs for eligible historic buildings. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he fears North Korea is on a collision course with other nations that could lead to war. Ban says the current crisis has already gone too far because of escalating tensions raised by North Korea's almost daily threats of war against the U.S. and South Korea. North Korea also vowed today to escalate production of nuclear weapons material, including restarting a plutonium reactor that was shut down in 2007. Today is the deadline for dozens of Atlanta educators indicted in a cheating scandal to turn themselves in. 35 educators, including former Superintendent Beverly Hall, are named in a 65-count indictment that alleges a broad conspiracy involving cheating on standardized tests. President Barack Obama is proposing an investment of $100 million for the next year to map the human brain in hopes of unlocking some of its mysteries. In Obama's State of the Union address, he compared the potential to the Human Genome Project that mapped DNA. And there's a new ordinance in Nelson, Georgia, that says you have to own a gun unless you don't want to. The city council in Nelson approved the Family Protection Ordinance last night that requires every head of household to own a gun and ammunition. There are exemptions for convicted felons, people with certain physical or mental disabilities, and anyone who opposes owning a gun. Supporters say they know it won't be enforced, but they want to make the point about gun rights. News time is 8:11.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, Joanne Underwood, age 82, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Joanne Underwood will be this morning at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Erna Paulson, age 94, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died March 26th. Funeral services for Erna Paulson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Wilfred Willie Bintner, age 88, of Exira, died Saturday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Willie Bintner will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. And Gerald Mortensen, age 78, of Fargo, North Dakota, died March the 19th in Tierra Verde, Florida. A memorial service for Gerald Mortensen will be held Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. That is a check of our news brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.